your mom and dad.
Well, welcome home, dearest family. Huzzah!
Huzzah!
To the tip of us.
It is time for another Dungeons & Dragons episode.
D&D, it has been
It has been many a moon.
I don't know what's going on, but I'm laughing.
Hot start.
D&D, something dynamite. D&D, is dynamite.
Oh, that's nice.
That's what I'm saying.
It's been many a moon since we've had a D&D episode.
Yes.
It's been much too much Bachelor in reality television. It is time. It is time for us to dive back into a fanciful D&D episode. And today we are joined, of course, by our illustrious dungeon master who has brought us so many joyful, wonderful, fantastical travels. It is Oliver the Kid, aka Brian Stamos, and also Gandalf today, I believe, if you're watching on the YouTube.
I mean, the outfit is incredible, guys. The quality.
Yeah.
Unmatched.
If you're not on YouTube right now, you must
tune in. If you're on YouTube, where are you at?
However hot do you think I am in this? Not quite. One more.
Multiply by
yes,
five.
Times by three.
The beard is very incredible. It's like
an incredible beard. Well, guess what, family? Another magical thing about this episode today is that this is our 200th episode.
This is our 200th episode.
And it is very appropriate that it is a very special episode with our dear family and our actual family, because we have BFF Brian here, but yes. We also have the most fantastic person on the planet, our kiddo, Ember.
Yes.
Everybody.
I can't believe you're on the pod. This is amazing.
It's fun, man. Why wouldn't I join?
You have been asking to be on the podcast recently, and tell me, do you know how to play D&D?
Of course I do. It's like one of my favorite things. I have this little club that my friend made up. And, like, we're having so much fun. We just finished our first adventure, so I'm really happy about
really?
That.
Really?
Yes.
And what's your character at your D&D campaign at school?
I am a elf wizard bard.
Ooh.
And I am, like, I am a magician, too.
Okay.
Which I am right now. Thank you very much. for that, it's like, one of my favorite characters. I have it in the book. It looks just like me. It has blonde hair, and I really enjoy that character.
That's amazing. But today,
I'm something even greater.
You're something even more fantastic, because if I dare say so myself, Ember, you are something of an actor.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
And
yes,
you are indeed. One who, you dive into your character, do you not?
Yes, I do.
And today, Ember will be diving into a very special character, because today we're actually all, Evan and I are going to be doing new characters as well. And we're going to start a new campaign with our favorite person on the planet, our kiddo.
Thank you very much.
And DM.
And I do
Brian.
Expect that Daniel Day-Lewis sort of method acting from you two as well.
Got it, so. Yes.
It's going to be a little harder for me.
Once I snap,
I'm going to need you to
over.
Really get in your Daryl Hall bag, okay?
Let me tell you about method. Can I just say that on Halloween, Ember was Beetlejuice?
Whoa.
And it Good was costume. One of the most incredible acting experiences I've ever witnessed.
It was so much fun.
You went full Beetlejuice for like 4 hours.
4 hours. No, it was unbelievable.
That's so cool.
So she was passing out candy at our friend's house, and instead of wanting to trick or treat as much, Ember was having so much fun being Beetlejuice that she just wanted to pass out
that
candy for
so
hours.
Cool.
And people were like trying to like film her. They were in shock. She was scaring some of the older people that came by.
Ember, you've had the coolest Halloween costumes.
Well,
Beetlejuice, Jack Skellington,
myself.
Right?
That's true. You were a great Beetlejuice, though.
Oh my gosh, that was like probably one of my favorite costumes I ever had. At first, I was gonna be a hot dog, though, a giant hot dog, but I don't think I can bring into that character as much. So I'm very happy I chose Beetlejuice.
Yeah, absolutely. And
you
also,
were a piece of cheese last year.
Yes, I was. I was a big block of cheese.
How did you method act that one? I'm trying to remember.
You know what I thought?
What?
Cheese.
And that's the brilliance. That's the stuff they don't teach you.
They can't teach that.
You can't teach that.
That's instinct.
Give her an Academy Award.
You just know it.
Give her an Academy Award. Okay, family. Before we dive into this new D&D adventure, which Ember did so well.
Oh, I'm so
proud of her. Proud of her. I'm sorry. My heart is like so full. She was like in full character.
It was so
much fun to do it with her. I would get a little mom emosh. I apologize, but I'm just... love that kiddo so much. But before we dive into this magical fantasy world, we need to take a quick pause. This family moment, okay, playing pretend, it was giving cozy when we were recording this.
Oh,
it was really making me feel cozy and excited for the holiday season together. Only thing about the holidays, okay, it's the busiest time of the year, and you already know I'm not great in the kitchen. Well, luckily, there is Hungry Root. Hungry Root plans all your meals for the week, shops for you, saves money, cuts down on food waste, and delivers everything you need that fits your needs, dietary preferences, and budget. I'm talking whether you're gluten-free, dairy-free, focused on your gut health, or anything else. You just take a quick quiz, and their smart cart technology recommends recipes and ingredients tailored to your tastes and needs. For me, personally, Hungry Root has been beyond helpful. Because I need to eat with an anti-inflammatory focus due to some health stuff. And initially, I felt very overwhelmed by that, like not knowing what to look for. Well, Hungry Root takes care of all of that for me. It really has been incredible. And it makes it all delicious. Like, they really, really have learned mine and our tastes. It's incredible.
Yeah. Unlike other food delivery companies, Hungry Root now has over 50,000 chef-crafted recipes to choose from each week, with many ready in just 15 minutes or less, which is huge for convenience. And Hungry Root holds all of its food to high standards, screening out over 200 additives, including high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, and preservatives. They source only high quality meat and seafood with no hormones or antibiotics, offer organic produce and non-GMO options, and carry trusted healthy brands like Oatly, Vital Farms, Ithaca Hummus, Harmless Harvest, and many, many more.
Yeah, my current favorite meal of theirs is the eggplant chickpea hummus bowl. Family, I cannot get enough of it. It is so yummy. Also, we get our groceries from Hungry Root as well. We've discovered so many nutritious snacks that Ember loves through them. So grateful for them. So take advantage of this exclusive offer. For a limited time, get 40% off your first box, plus get a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/momdad and use code momdad. That's hungryroot.com/momdad, code momdad, to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. hungryroot.com/momdad, code momdad. All right, let's get back to D&D. Should we dive into this adventure?
I mean, sure.
Okay,
I'm ready.
First, we need to explain our characters because they're, like I said, they're all brand new characters.
Yeah.
Who would like to go first?
Why don't we do something fun? You guys each have a D20.
Yes.
Why don't you guys each roll it to see who describes their character first?
Oh, that's fun.
And we'll go highest to lowest.
I like this.
Okay.
I got 6.
I got 14.
Okay. 3.
Uh-oh. Something bad's going to happen to Dad.
Why don't you go, and then you go, and then you.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Well, hi. My name is Cinder Snow Aurora Rapunzel Bell, but you can call me Cinder.
Bless you.
Oh, and just isn't the world so magical? It's the most magical place I've ever seen in my entire life. And I just care about making people so happy. And I am brimming with toxic positivity, but I have a good heart, so it doesn't bother too many people. And I think that there is a princess in my line somewhere, but I'm mostly concerned about all of my animal friends because I draw animals far and wide. They come to me from the highest mountains, the deepest seas, and they're my best friends. The only unfortunate part is that sometimes the animals that tend to be around me, I don't necessarily have the opportunity to choose myself. And I love all animals, but right now I have been surrounded by swarms of mosquitoes. And so though I am very itchy and swollen, they're so cute. They're so cute. And
toxic positivity we were talking about. Got it.
And as far as my hero's journey goes, I think that there are princes constantly trying to follow me and marry me. I'm not really interested in that so much. God bless them. They're nice gentlemen sometimes, but I just want everyone to be happy. And I'd also like to find a nice biologist.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So that's me.
Yes. Fantastic.
Okay, fantastic. So that was my spiel to impress.
Good spiel.
That was my spiel to impress my acting daughter. How did I do?
You did great.
Thank you.
You're very good at improv.
Thank you.
That's all I can do to save myself.
Yes, let's meet Ember next.
Hey, everybody. Here, Jimmy and Carrie. No, I sometimes get confused with the Jim and the Carrie. You know, one of my favorite actors is actually kind of named after me. My voice is amazing. But, so, I'm Jimmy Carey. I'm a magician, as you can tell. Voila. And, you know, I am also a wand salesman. Have you ever checked out the Big W, the best store? Check it out. And
you say you're a wand salesman?
The Big W.
The store is called
the Big W. Wow.
Writing
that
pretty
down.
Fantastic name, right? If I do say myself, I'm saying that a lot. Mm-hmm.
But I love it.
That's your tagline.
That's your tagline.
I do say so myself.
Hey, that's my tagline.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, and also, so, you know how I'm a wall salesman and a magician. You know, that's all my career, you know, but in my heart, it's getting emotional here. I want to be a comedian. It's always been my dream from when I was a baby. I mean, I couldn't think, I couldn't talk, I couldn't do anything, but in my heart, somewhere, I felt that little spark of joy and happiness. And that is truly who I am.
So you'd like to be a stand-up comedian?
Yes.
So you're a wand salesman, a magician wand salesman, but you'd like to be a stand-up comedian? I appreciate this.
We got to turn the Big W into the Laugh Factory.
Oh,
there you go.
Yes, but it would be the Big L. The Big L.
Oh, the Big Laugh.
I like I like to say everything as in the Big C, the Big L. You know, the first letter that starts each word, specifically each word. So, that's me.
Wow.
Jimmy Carey. Unbelievable.
Incredible.
Also, I do know a couple tricks.
Oh, I can't wait to see them. I can't wait to see those later.
Jimmy Carey, can you do me a favor? Can you speak into the mic a little bit more? Because sometimes I want to be able to hear you.
I try.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. I like that. Yeah. I like that. Fantastic.
Who do we have over here?
I'm going to keep it brief for you guys. My name is Sir Narcissus, and I rode here on my steed Gaslightus. And the thing is my father, I'm the son of a king, and my father's very interested, and he loves to run his kingdom with compassion and love and connectedness and beauty and friendship and all those disgusting, annoying traits that my stupid father has. I want to run the kingdom more, how do you say, you work for me so that I can enjoy pleasures beyond compare.
I get you, man.
I want everyone to serve me at all times, and I do not like work. I'm actually working on a new technology that allows me not to work. And the thing is I am better than everyone. And there's no question about it. And if I am wrong, that means you are wrong.
Excuse me.
And the fact that I am here now with these peasants, or whatever you call yourself, people of the land, I guess. I can smell you from here. You disgust me. It's going to be a challenge. But anyway, I am on this adventure because my father wants me to get a little bit of
real world experience, apparently, whatever that means. So I'm here because my father wants me to be here. It's annoying. I can't stand any of you, but we will see how this goes.
You do seem very special, sir. Narcissist.
You're already driving me insane. I would have had you thrown into the river of blood by now. But instead, I have to sit here because my father wants me to do this stupid thing, so I'm here now. Anyway, keep it quiet, if you don't mind.
River of blood, taking notes. It exists.
Fire and blood, actually. There's a bit of fire in there as well.
That's canon.
And I throw anyone who bothers me for an instant is immediately tossed in there. So anyway.
You seem like a very angry man.
Little Lord Farquaad Shrek energy coming from this guy.
That is my cousin, a great leader in my land, and I look up to him massively.
Oh, have you seen Shrek the Musical? I mean, big fan.
Yes, she is.
I have to agree. I am liking you a little bit, wizard child or whatever you are. Putrid wizard.
Excuse
man.
Excuse me?
I will put up with you because that was a good reference.
Excuse me, I am a magician for your information.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you very much.
Already talking too much. I don't like this. But I'm going to put up with it for now. Anyway, continue.
Sir Narcissus, will you please roll me a dexterity saving throw?
Oh, no.
Just go ahead and roll me a d20.
I usually have someone roll for me, but I guess I will do this.
18. An 18. Nice. So you feel a little pinch on your arm as you look around. The three of you have met here outside of town. You are in the mystical realm of Elandriel. The three of you have met here on the promises to find your heart's desire, a wish that could come true.
A wish? I'm very familiar with those.
And as you stand here, Sir Narcissus, you feel a little pinch on your shoulder and you look down and there's a mosquito drawing blood out of your shoulder. And you look up and you look at a Cinder for short over here and you see it surrounded by mosquitoes.
I'm so very sorry, but they can't help what they find delicious.
Glad it's her instead of me.
Agreed, wizard boy. I will say, well, what is your question, bearded man? What do you want me to do with this? I would have someone swat it off me, but I'm not liking it.
The bearded man, I was just standing here. What are you three waiting for something? No, I go pee out here. You guys just ending in my pee spot.
Oh, we're so sorry.
That's okay.
I knew. I thought it was them that smelled this way.
Didn't even know that.
That's okay. I'll head back to town now. I'll see you guys later.
Oh, what a...
You hear the
setting figure.
You hear a horse approaching. And on the back, there's about a 6'4", 250-pound orc carrying a satchel. And as he swings down,
all right, hello there. I'm looking for Jimmy Carey, Cinder, and Lord Narcissus. Is that you?
Oh, who, me?
Is that you?
No, that's him. I'm talking about the first name.
Yes, who? What do you want?
Really, you're Lord.
You're hideous.
Are you a Lord or are you a Sir? I'm confused.
Am better than you, I am a Lord.
How dare you say something? You're a beautiful specimen, sir. You're very tall, very, very green, and your smell is quite putrid, but I appreciate that about you.
Never shower, pride myself on it. Showering's for the weak.
Would destroy nations.
Expelliarmus.
The package he's holding in his hand goes flying out of his hands.
What? All right, well, that's quite interesting. Well, that package there that you've just flung out of my hands onto the dirt right there in the mud, that's for you three. I was told to meet you here on the outskirts of the city. This package has your three names on it. I'll be taking my leave unless I need a tip.
You mean
20%?
Well, Sir Narcissus seems to have more money than
consider yourself not slaughtered as your tip.
All right, so
you
no tip.
Staying
then.
Here more than a moment is the blessing I bestow upon you.
What about instead of a tip? Could I see a magic trick? I've always wanted to see one.
Oh, well, we have the perfect person for you. Oh, wow.
Okay, so, you see this? It's going in there.
Okay, the wand's going in the bag.
You see it. You see
it. I see it. It's right in there.
And then you go, Twinston, it's gone.
Where did it go? Where did it go?
Wow.
It's gone.
And then, oh, magic. The world is
magical. Put your hand back in it.
Oh, my God. Magic is real.
Put it back
Magic
in.
Magic is real.
Try to get it one more time.
Oh, let me bring it back in. So I can't grab it.
I will hire you for my castle.
You know, Jimmy Carrey, considering that he loves it, perhaps...
You watch him fall back as he passes out in the dirt from excitement.
This is why I don't want to be magic.
We have food for the evening. We'll feast on this orc.
Maybe you could tell him a joke. Maybe you can tell him a joke to wake him up.
You know, I don't have a girlfriend, but I do know a girl who would be really mad if she heard me say that.
Not a mission ever.
Oh, my rib. Uh-oh. All right, well, I have to get going, but your package is in the mud, and I have some frozen bananas, if you guys would like one.
Oh, I'm sure all of my animal creatures would absolutely love one. Thank you so much.
And if you don't want one, but you want a regular banana later, you could also take one. There you go.
Fine, give it to me.
Frozen bananas.
It's rotten. I like this guy.
Why don't you guys each roll me one of these guys, the little pyramid ones?
I do have a question.
Yeah, roll me one of those. Let me know what you get.
A pyramid one, okay.
Yeah, a little D4.
Question for you. How exactly did the three of us meet? What a strange crew we are together.
3-4-2, okay. As he sort of goes, I don't know, I was just instructed to deliver this package here.
You three are on the mission for the wish, it's your heart's desire.
Comedian.
Comedian, what's your heart's desire? What's your heart's desire?
To find a handsome biologist who I could settle down with.
To find a handsome biologist. Binoculars, I think I have a pair of those. And what about you? What's your heart's desire, sir?
My heart's desire is to find new kingdoms. To pillage.
God.
Destroy.
Okay.
Bring back to my father to make him proud and reap the benefits of gold and jewelry and all things.
What did you guys each get on your
3-4-2? I don't know. How do you do it? It's just.
Yeah, just roll it. Tell me the top number.
The top number.
Oh, I rolled the wrong one. That's why.
It's okay.
I think I got. Which one did I get?
I saw the first one you got was a 4, which is great.
Oh, nice, Ember.
Oh, the top number.
Yeah.
So, they're all the same.
3. 3.
2.
2.
All right, dearest family. We have to take a brief pause from this D&D adventure. But speaking of fantasy, I need you all to know that I have officially entered my domestic goddess era. And by that, I mean I light one of my candles, I pour a glass of wine, and I watch Evan cook.
I'm yum, here to serve.
Yum, yum. Absolutely love it. But honestly, watching him in the kitchen these days is a whole event because we just got the Hexclad 6-piece set and it is glorious. All yes. Right, I am talking sleek, shiny, and somehow both a professional chef and interior design moment. This cookware is hot. And I mean that literally and emotionally. It looks gorgeous on the stovetop, but it's also crazy functional. The patented hybrid design gives you stainless steel durability and that effortless non-stick surface, so you get perfect sears, no scrubbing marathons, and zero stress. They're metal utensil safe, dishwasher safe, toxin free, and oven safe up to 500 degrees. Like, I don't know what kind of sorcery that is, but it's working and I love it.
You guys is. It's the best. I'm obsessed. The six-piece set has completely upgraded our kitchen game. It includes their three most popular pans plus lids. So it's basically everything you need for everyday cooking. And if you want to go big, they've got the 12-piece set, mm-hmm. which is the ultimate mm-hmm. all-in-one upgrade. Three versatile pans, two sauce pans, and a stock pot, each with its own lid. So you can cook for a crowd or just flex like a hot chef from your favorite rom-com. No big deal. And mm-hmm. here's the thing. These pans deliver pro level performance, effortless cleanup, and they last forever. They're built with HexClad's patented laser etched hexagonal ridges that boost your searing power, and everything's backed by a lifetime warranty. It's the kind of cookware you buy once and never replace, which is my fave. It's iconic.
Ugh, same, same. And listen, the holidays are coming, which means cooking chaos is about to begin. Whether you're hosting the big dinner, gifting the foodie in your life, or just treating yourself because you deserve something beautiful and practical, HexClad is that gift that actually gets used. I swear these pans make the kitchen feel fun again, even for someone like me who's mostly just there for the vibes, okay? So whether you're hosting the big feast, surprising someone with the ultimate gift, or finally treating yourself, HexClad has got you covered this holiday season. For a limited time, our listeners get 10% off at hexclad.com/momdad. Just head to hexclad.com/momdad. Again, hexclad.com/momdad. Save and let them know we sent you. Make this the season of stress-free, joy-filled cooking with HexClad. All right, back to D&D.
You each find next to this package gold. Gold pieces as this man rides off. The package that is set out for you, you find four gold pieces, you find two, you find three. And you see on this package all of your names, and it says urgent. Open immediately.
I like to see the good in all people, but I also feel sometimes concerned about opening something that says urgent, open immediately.
Open it immediately! Shut your mouth, woman!
Brought by a large orc? I feel concerned, though I...
Your voice annoys me.
I like this wizard child. I shall keep you and not destroy you at the end of this. I will hire you to entertain me for as long as I please. Let's open this stupid package.
As what?
This
be-
a comedian.
Oh.
Pound it. Pound it.
They've invented the fist bump.
It's a fist.
I say we open this package immediately. To find what it is the disgusting urine beast wants us to do.
The urine beast.
May I, would you all be opposed if my mosquito friends are buzzing around and recommending that I use detect magic first on the box to make sure that there's nothing scary inside it?
You cast a spell and you do in fact detect magic inside the box of the conjuration variety. Conjuration means you can summon things, you could transport from one place to another, like teleportation is conjuration, or summoning a squirrel to your side would be conjuration. But you do detect that inside this box.
Interesting.
Should we wait? Should we take it with us?
Just open the damn box.
I like this. I keep being proven correct.
Open the box.
Sir Narcissus, you look up and your horse Gaslightus is behind is behind Jimmy Carey over here.
I love this.
Nuzzling Jimmy Carey.
Yes, I can tell we are of the same cloth. Different rank, of course, but same land, possibly. I like the cut of your jib, as they say. Can we open this? Should we smash it with a rock?
Oh, gosh.
That's how I do most things. Or should we be a little more delicate? Maybe some magic from you can open it. Is that possible?
Let me find this thing. Oh, there it is.
Is there something like that we can do?
Box.
Box. The box flies open. A scroll inside the box unfurls and levitates in front of the three of you. At the top, it says, "Speak it and it will appear." And then there is a riddle underneath it. And the riddle states, which you three must answer for me, if you drop me, I'm sure to crack. But give me a smile,
and I'll always smile back. What am I?
If you drop me, I'm sure to crack.
But give me a smile, and I'll always smile back.
Okay, well, a crack, an egg cracks. Maybe some sort of rock might crack.
I asked my wife this before I left the house. I said, hey, I have this riddle. I want to give it to you. Yeah. And I read her that and I said, if you drop me, I'm sure to crack, but give me a smile and I'll always smile back. What am I? And she goes, why?
Why would you ask such a thing?
That's a great question. That's a great answer.
She goes, why? I was like, honestly?
Stop this immediately.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think? If you drop it, it would crack. But if you smile at it, a smile will look right back at you.
Ah, I have found it.
I have
my schooling in the Grand Tower is paying off.
I have a feeling that I've also discovered what it is, and I think Sir Narcissus very much enjoys these.
Because it again proves I am a higher intelligence and rank than all of you.
No, I think you enjoy what the object is.
Oh, fantastic. Yes. One of the great inventions of my ancestors is this.
What do you think, Ember?
It's shiny.
When you drop me, I'm sure to crack. And if you smile at me, I'll smile back.
There was a lady who was a bit of a wizard in herself that loved these. And one of the tales, also, they are in many washrooms.
Oh, something about a poison apple.
Yes. Oh. They're in many washrooms as well.
Do you think you know what it is?
Say it to the microphone there, wizard.
Okay, let me just speak. Mirror.
You say mirror, and the scroll disappears in flame, a green flame. And behind it, standing in the field, looking at the three of you, is a mirror. Could you each please roll me a d20, the 20-sided dice, as you look into the mirror?
The d20.
And let me know what number you roll.
12.
11.
Wait, let me see if that's actually 12.
7.
12.
With a 12, Jimmy, you look in the mirror, and sitting right next to your foot is a little lamp in the mirror. But then you look down at your foot, and you don't see it. But when you look in the mirror, you see it at your foot.
Foot?
What?
You see it there, but you look down. It's not there. What do you do?
May I detect magic?
Ooh.
You cast detect magic, and you see that this lamp, as long as you're looking in the mirror, if you reach down, you can grab it. But if you look down, you cannot. You grab this lamp at your foot, bring it up, and you start to feel it shake in your hands. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Almost like a knock. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Almost like somebody's trying to speak to you from within this lamp.
Hey, could one of you out there let me out, eh? I'm stuck in this thing.
Oh.
I'm stuck inside the lamp. I need you to open it.
I sounds like someone who could be a potential audience member for you, Jimmy.
Oh.
Well, if I do say so myself. La la.
Would you just use my motto? Did she just use my motto?
I know I'm only in the lamp.
It's quite catchy.
I think she used your motto.
It's quite catchy.
If somebody could let me out of this lamp, that would be great. I'm stuck in here.
Sir Narcissus, you're a kind of brooding, angry fellow. I feel like you have something that could let this individual out. Or perhaps I could summon my mosquitoes to buzz around and open the lid.
Are you really only good for mosquitoes? Can't you be some sort of lion or something?
I can use my wand. Break it open.
Your wand. One of your many wands that you sell. What, do you have a different variety of wand, or do you only sell one particular type of wand?
Let's just say I have one wand. Okay. My store's not going well. It's
struggling.
Yeah, you know.
There's no problem. We will consult the business later.
Okay.
That's how it is. Oh no! How long has it been struggling for?
No taxes for you. I've decided.
Well, it's been struggling for about. Well. Years.
Oh no! I'm so sorry to hear that.
Never admit defeat, child. Reason. You must never admit humility. You must always remain obliviously proud.
Don't worry. Even though the business isn't going well, life is always grand, isn't it?
The mosquitoes are becoming more enjoyable than this woman. It is incredible. I never would say it.
The mosquitoes are like affecting her brain?
Agreed, child.
Sucking the blood out of her brain?
Maybe. You can ride on my horse for now.
Maybe it's a swelling.
You guys, as you're looking at this lamp and you hear this voice inside and you're trying to figure out, how do I get this voice out? You see a man has stealthily approached you three in full cloak, hood on. You can't see his face. And he says, "Hey.
Yoo-hoo!
Give me the lamp, and nobody gets hurt."
Okay, here you go.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
That's the easiest robbery I've ever done.
Absolutely not. No.
I'm coming for the lamp.
Nope. I say we do some. Magic missile.
Say magic missile, and three things hit this guy in the forehead, and he falls back unconscious.
Oh no! Couldn't we have just put him to sleep? Perhaps.
No. Okay.
The guy inside the lamp starts speaking.
I absolutely agree. He deserved it. Thank you for not giving me to the bandit. Now, if you could let me out of here, I could tell you about the wish that I could give you and the quest.
Oh, let's use grease. We can put him on the floor and then break him.
Oh, yes, grease. Like kind of like a banana peel, slipping on a banana peel, except it's a magic lamp sort of situation.
Why not? Strange. Bit of a weird thought, but I'm in.
Sir Narcissus ceases.
You better still let me ride on your horse.
Your accent has been all over the place. I'm not sure from what area of this realm you come.
It has been a struggle. I come from many lands.
Yeah, and your character,
and
right,
Australia,
man.
Found its way in there for a minute, okay?
It's
every time I talk, it's been different. I understand. It's because I'm very well educated, and I can speak many dialects. So do not make me feel insecure about that thing. It's the one thing I'm insecure about.
Oh, please tell us.
Why did...
Please
see,
open up.
I'm starting to see past your issue because you're very nice, and I'm losing the accent again. So I'm struggling, okay? Internally, my father's right.
You're a very, very nice man. I can tell deep down inside.
Back to the sliding grease.
You feel another pinch on your shoulder from another mosquito, and you take 1 point of damage.
Not 1 point of damage.
Sure. You're feeling a little lightheaded. The mosquitoes have drained you of a lot of your blood.
Is that why he's being nice suddenly?
Yes. That's also why he's losing. They're sucking the accent out of him, the mosquitoes.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
Yeah, one mosquito goes,
"My father said that I can't be."
He's taking the accent straight from him.
That mosquito really has a heart, doesn't it?
Please.
Let us break open this lamp of this mirror. Let's break it open, please.
A genius idea with your grease. You're so smart, Jimmy Carey. You're smart and you're funny.
Thank you. If I do say so myself.
Not the tax.
You cast grease on the ground. The lamp falling, hitting the grease, sliding and opening. And popping out is a man wearing a Kiss the Chef thing. Coming down, he goes,
"All right, sorry, I was making some pizza in there."
He's a chef.
Yeah, we were making some pizzas in there, but I do have...
My brother was a chef.
Your brother was a chef? Well, wait, hold on. Your brother's a chef. I'm a chef. Am I your brother? Oh, I can't believe it. I come to give wish, and I get wish. Give wish, get wish. That's what they always say in the Genie Academy. Give wish, get wish.
Have you been looking for your brother for long, Jimmy?
Let's just say I forgot about him.
Oh, no.
As I have as well.
That happens when you're running.
I destroyed my siblings many years ago.
Well, of course it's you.
So
you're that kind of man.
Only child is the way to go.
That's right.
No, but I still love my brother.
Oh.
Well, I do have I can grant each of you a wish. The only thing that I need the three of you to do is my wife is a unicorn.
Oh, how lovely.
Mrs. Hallelujah Pumpkin.
Oh, Hallelujah Pumpkin.
Mrs. Hallelujah Pumpkin.
I've heard of her. My unicorn friends say nice things about her.
She's the best. And she's the reason why this realm has happiness, true happiness. And I think you could use a little bit of that, my friend.
I don't see.
You're catching a little bit of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
The accent is so wild.
Well, here's the thing. There's through the Terrapine Forest at the Dragon Drool Castle.
Oh,
there rests an evil dragon, Grumpus the Green.
Oh.
And Grumpus has kidnapped my wife. If you could get my wife back, I would grant each of you your heart's desire.
I'm so sorry to hear about your wife. That's terrible, but I'm sure Grumpus had his reasons. We're all wonderful, lovely children.
I stand with you. What slaughter the in dragon. The world?
Bring back do your wife.
Think a dragon
very annoying. I don't
has
mind.
Its reasons to kidnap a person.
I think
nobody has its reasons. Well, some people do. Exactly me. But we all have our moments, right?
Agreed. Bring back this poor man's cheese wife, chef wife.
Don't listen to her.
No, it's a unicorn. A unicorn. Hallelujah, correct?
Yeah, Mrs. Hallelujah Pumpkin.
Mrs. Hallelujah Pumpkin.
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 P-U-N apostrophe K-I-N. Pumpkin.
Well, I'm sure, if anything, I can have a reasonable conversation with the dragon and return Mrs. Alleluia Pumpkin.
Do you really think a dragon will give you someone just...
Say the word, child.
Just... For telling them, like, give me it?
I'm gonna try. But let's all go together.
Don't try. It will end up.
Gaslightus is ready to ride. I say, Steed, you want to ride with me, child? You have your own horse, no problem.
I think Jimmy Carey's a good grown man, but I could be wrong.
he does own
a massive
I do have a quick question. How did you get trapped inside of the mirror? Strange place to be trapped.
You mean the lamp?
Inside the lamp. Yeah, it's a common misconception, actually. I like it in there. You go in there, and it's sort of like a Mary Poppins bag. You head inside the lamp, and it's actually, there's neighborhoods, and there's different houses and stuff.
How did you not get yourself out?
Well, no, I like it in there, but it was because my wife was taken. I needed somebody to get out and go get her for me, because I can't leave. Oh. I'm not stuck. I can't leave the lamp.
A bit of a house arrest inside, I see.
Yes, misdemeanors my whole life. Yeah, got me on a little bit of house arrest, lamp arrest, yes.
Lamp arrest. I've heard of such things.
Yeah, look me up in the papers. You'll see me.
What is the name of this stupid dragon again?
Oh, Grumpus the Green.
Grumpus the Green. Okay. Well, dragon, on our way.
The Dragon Drool Castle through the Terrapine Forest.
And what is the address?
123 Dragon Drool Lane.
All right. Fantastic.
Oh, I don't know if I'll be able to remember that.
I don't know if that's in my
okay, I'll write
kingdom,
down for you.
But if not, I will take it, pillage it, and call it my own.
Nothing's in your kingdom.
Watch your mouth, wizard boy.
Boy?
The wizard man, sorry.
Wizard man.
Magician, magician comedian.
Yeah, we've got one inside here, inside the lap. We've got one. The Carrot Top is the name. He's good. He's good. Every Friday, let clockwork.
Yes, I've heard of him smashing things.
Comedy magic?
Yeah, he does a little comedy magic. Yeah, that's Gallagher. Yeah.
He also smashes. I think Carrot Top took.
Does Carrot Top?
Yeah, there's a lot of practical jokes.
Have you heard of the comedian Carrot Top?
I don't know anything about comedians. I just want to be one. So,
fantastic.
Ask me other questions.
That's the way
but
to
no,
do
no,
it.
No, 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 no. Yes, yes, I have. I have.
See, I like this show.
Oh, yes,
you're
yes.
never influenced by anything, just like myself.
I'm not like you.
Oh, you've slipped into.
You see,
did I slip into the bloodbath?
Are you mocking me? If I was on my throne, I'd have your throne. From the
your horse Gaslightus is laughing.
Oh, I can do this all day.
I can do that. Okay, our D&D adventurers, we have to pause for a moment from this fantasy fun. So, adults, you know when life gets a little too lifey, like you're trying to relax, but your brain's like, actually, no, let's replay every awkward conversation from the last 5 years. Yeah, that's me. That's me, okay? So I've been trying to find ways to find my calm, my inner calm, and that's how I found Amantara. If that name sounds new, it's because this is the evolution of Minnesota Nice. Same team, same amazing products, just a new name and mission. Amantara is all about helping people find calm and healing through natural plant-based medicines, especially Amanita muscaria. It's been used for centuries to help with relaxation, dreams, and sleep.
Yes, and what's wild is that Amantara was actually founded by Christian Rasmussen, who used Amanita muscaria in his personal recovery journey, and that journey inspired the company's mission. They've now become the number one supplier of Amanita muscaria in the U.S., trusted by over 30,000 people, and it's all ethically sourced from a global network of more than 40 families who are paid fairly to harvest sustainably. And I'll say, this stuff has been incredible for helping me actually slow down. The Amanita capsules help me feel calm and grounded, and the Blue Lotus gummies and tea, which I personally love, are my go-tos when I need to clear my head. Jess swears by their reishi for sleep, which... same.
Oh, it's the best. I love their reishi for sleep. And what I love most about Amantara is that they're not just selling you something, they're educating you. Their site has dosing guides, community stories, and a ton of helpful info. So you actually are understanding what you're taking and how to use it, which absolutely I recommend those guides and education if you're interested, okay? So if you're looking to find your calm or just want to feel more balanced and intentional, check them out. Go to amantara.com/go/momanddad and use code momanddad22 for 22% off your first order. That's amantara.com/go/momanddad, code momanddad22. Much love. All right, back to D&D. Huzzah.
Can we please just move on?
All right, yes, let's go. I feel so sorry for you, sir. I'm so sorry that this has happened to your sweet, sweet wife. Let's go help her immediately. And look, if we do the right thing, we'll also get wishes for ourselves.
Come in.
Fantastic. My wish will be that my father will leave the kingdom for me to run as I please.
I'm a little nervous about you running the kingdom. I'm not going to lie. After
you should
you
be, because you will be working
hours.
Tirelessly.
Kind of a low wish, Bar.
What is
just
your wish,
Ian?
Just
want my dad to leave the kingdom.
You don't know my father.
You could have anything in the whole world, and instead you just want your father to leave.
I will think
well,
as we
congrats.
Ride. I'm a simple man.
What was your question,
Jimmy?
Don't
seem like it.
What was your wish?
You say it into the microphone,
what
Jimmy.
Was your wish?
My wish? To meet a nice biologist.
Oh, yeah. All right. Fun wish. Fun.
Fun. You want your dad to leave? You want a biologist? Fun.
All right, onwards. Hop on my horse. Can we ride?
Let's ride. I don't need a horse, though. I'll be carried by a swarm of mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes all go around you and just and start carrying you. You get on your horse. Jimmy Carey, do you want to also get on Gaslightus, or do you think you have another way, a means of travel?
No. I don't want to go with him.
I'm marking my accent. I find that offensive, but that's fine.
Fine.
You see the genie... Fred Pumpkin says to you,
Fred Pumpkin.
He says,
all right, I can provide you with something. Is there a sort of, would you like a Pegasus, sort of a horse with wings?
If I do say so myself.
The finest creature.
I can do that for you. I can do that for you. A little mini wish, little prequel wish, just so, so you know, I'm really mean business here.
Wow, you're so generous.
If you hear, flapping as this
That's me.
Massive marble white Pegasus with pink accents lands on the ground, feathers, the plumage falling out. And as it comes up to you, it leans its head down, and Fred Punkin, the genie, says, all right, you just need to give it a name. And once you give it a name, it'll be yours.
Comedious.
Its head immediately comes up with a little smile. The three of you on your different modes of transportation head into the Terror Pine Forest on your way to Dragon Drool Keep. As you guys are going, why don't we get a roll going for a perception check? You guys Ooh. Are keeping an eye out. So just roll the d20 there and let okay. me know what you get.
Ten.
Ten.
And do you know what your on your sheet, Ember?
15.
Do you have anything added to it for perception?
Let me see.
60.
Oh.
Ooh, la la.
4+. 14.
Nice. Well, I rolled an 11, and I actually have a 5+ for perception because. I'm a very understanding person. I do pick up on energy. I do enjoy crystals as well.
You're from Malibu.
I've been before, yes.
Yoga classes great. In Malibu. I've heard of such a thing. That place will be destroyed upon my return.
You have to destroy everything.
I know.
You're finally He's understanding
angry.
Me.
He's a very angry person.
I know.
I think he maybe needs to do a little bit of therapy. Agreed?
Agreed.
Maybe we should try to help him out at some point.
Starting to like you more.
Sometimes.
Speaking to the mic there, child. So I can hear you. I can't hear you with this speaking to this microphone. There. Make sure it's close to your face at all times.
I agree with you.
Sometimes. It's therapy. When in here, in Lamp City, where I'm from, down in here, when someone is trying to fill a hole within themselves, mm-hmm. a lot of times they think they go around and they're so mad, but they end up destroying more. And that just makes the hole grow bigger. Sometimes to fill the hole, it's important that you build something with those you love. Did he fall asleep? I think he fell asleep on me.
I think Sir Narcissus fell asleep during your asleep. Therapy conversation.
Okay, well. the three of you, rolling a perception check, you guys see that there's a river. The water that comes to the city of Alandriel, where you're all from, the water on the river, you notice, is a little brackish. The water is a little discolored. And you eventually come and you see that there's a barrel. And the barrel is tipped into the water as if something that was inside the barrel was dumped into the water supply for Alandriel.
Oh, no.
Big skull and crossbones on the side.
Oh, no. All the creatures inside the water. I need to do something immediately. Wait. What can I do?
This hasn't affected my water, right? Because I'm a separate water.
Wait.
That's for everyone else, correct?
How about just making sure? You create or destroy water?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Jimmy Carey had a brilliant idea. I would like to, can I create more water? I would like to fill all of this up with brand new fresh water and destroy all the bad water and put in good water.
the two of you together with your magic are able to restore the water from this brackish and this green sort of grime in the water to its bright, crystal clean blue.
Nice, Jimmy.
Saving the people of the city from whatever was in this toxic waste bin here. As they're doing that.
We have a Brita on top of my tower.
Yeah, you go
this
over.
This is not a problem for me, but I could imagine for your people it would be an issue.
You go over to this bin, and as they're restoring all of the water here, you sort of pick the bin up and you look on the other side of it. On the one side there's a skull and crossbones. On the other side it says positivity.
Oh. Yes. We know who is responsible. The question is, how did this happen?
My fault.
Yes. We need to find out who is responsible for this and how it became.
I think with that high enough of a roll, I think the three of you think that Grumpus the Green, you're on the way to his castle. Oh. This dragon who's kidnapped this unicorn has also tainted the water supply.
So Grumpus the Green, this dragon, has dumped poisonous, toxic, potentially positivity into this water, and it is destroying the animals and the people's drinking water around the area.
I think he's called Grumpus Green for a reason.
Why do you think that?
Grime. Also, I see something appearing on your face, a little bit green too, you know? That little green stuff.
Is it because I'm toxically positive?
Whoa.
Oh, no.
The green eyes are a sign of the illness.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
The illness.
Yes. The eyes, what might be beautiful to some is really just a disgusting illness.
It feels unbelievable.
Oozing from the eyeballs.
It feels unbelievable in this current day and age that this horrifying oligarch sitting next to me is criticizing my positivity. And then I'm the one destroying the river.
Realism, sweetheart. Realism is the truth.
You feel another pinch on your back as a mosquito has drained another one of your hit points from you.
This is what I get from coming down from my tower.
Oh, like she said. Why is it coming from her instead of
him?
You?
Right? I try to have a good attitude about people, but he's kind of the worst, right?
Yeah. He's kind of like a...
I dare to say it.
He's kind of like a Grumpus.
Grumpus.
He's kind of like a Grumpus.
Pumpkin boy, don't put ideas in these peasants'
it's
heads.
It's pumpkin. Thank you very much.
It's pumpkin,
it's pumpkin.
Okay.
Because you cannot pronounce the word and you have not been educated to the highest levels as I have.
Like the cute version.
It's inside an N, not an N, you imbecile.
They call me Lord Pumpkin.
You are a lord of the swamp.
He's the lord of the lamp.
You smell of urine.
Urine.
You've been bathing in urine again, I see, pumpkin boy.
The three of you continue walking and arguing with Fred Pumpkin, and you eventually come to a bridge. And this bridge leads from the forest to the castle. You see Dragon Drool Castle in front of you, and you see that there is this moat of water. But the water's sort of frothy.
Oh, no.
And you guys start to think, Dragon Drool Castle. This whole moat is full of dragon's drool, which is quite acidic. So you know you can't swim across. The bridge is currently up, but at the base of it over here, there seems to be something you can do to make the bridge come down.
Okay, should we go examine
it? There's usually a troll amongst these bridges that you must talk to, or slam, or destroy, okay. And they'll let down the bridge. But if not in this case, let's just find what this thing is.
Can we go examine it, please? Oh, maybe I'll send fireflies to go. I see this is one of my spells.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Fairy fire?
I would love to send. I actually see literal fireflies.
Oh, I love that.
Fireflies.
Let's go.
And I can send a whole swarm down, and they can check it out for us, and then I can speak to them after.
What is heroism in command?
Command means you can command somebody to do a one-word command.
Shut up.
So something like halt. Or drop.
Oh, that's
got it.
Cool.
Or run. You could command somebody to do something. Heroism is something that you can imbue either yourself or one of your comrades with heroism.
Got it.
Which mechanically will probably mean if they're rolling for something, they'll have advantage.
Got it.
If I use create and destroy water on this bridge, will it form because all the goo inside of it will go away so we could just swim there?
Oh.
But it might like hurt us still because we can't like.
Good point. If it's dragon drool, is it considered water? Dictionary. Because that's a great point, Ember.
Yeah, that's my name.
Oh, it's the dictionary.
A little. You see a 1 foot tall troll standing by these buckets where the bridge should be.
I knew there'd be one of these.
How do you know my name was dictionary?
Oh, what a lovely name you have.
Yeah.
Can you describe words for us?
Yeah, I can describe any word you want. Whether or not I'm good at it is a whole other thing. Which Please. Word would you like? Don't say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Don't say it. People come here all the time trying to say it.
Don't do it.
Dragon's drool.
Dragon's drool. Highly acidic. Highly acidic. And it's made mostly of acid, not of water, unfortunately. But I do have a way that the worthy people can cross.
Really?
It requires each of you to do one thing.
Oh, please.
I've got 3 buckets here. Each bucket has a paint in it. I got red, I got blue, and I got yellow. Each one of you has to make a color out of those 3 in these separate buckets. It can be green, it can be purple, or it can be orange. If you know how to do that, each one of you has to pick one, and each one of you has to do one.
I'd like to make green, please.
Okay. The magician's making green.
Can you repeat the colors for me one more time?
So you got the primaries, you got red, blue, and yellow.
Yes.
Green's been spoken for. The remaining 2 are purple and orange.
Oh, I would love to make purple, please.
Okay. That is fancy pants with orange.
I will squeeze you and make a jelly if you speak to me that way.
You look like you've lost 2 hit points via mosquitoes.
I will put you on a bread and consume you if you give me another harsity. I will make this color for
you. I'm a dictionary. My name's dictionary. Harsity's not a word.
Oh, you're so smart.
Did you just tell the son of the king? Earth is not a word.
Oh, so you're a prince?
Yes.
Prince
Narcissus. Soon to be a king, once my wish is granted. You will be the first on my lips to be thrown into...
On your lips?
I hate you, little
you know
green
what's so
inch
interesting?
Man.
You know what's so interesting, Dictionary? Is that I feel like as the stories continue, he's gone from being somewhat of a sir of unknown origins to being the king's son, and I'm not sure how that happened.
What are you talking about? My wish is that my father would disappear.
He's, you know...
see? It's not as easy as they say.
It's a contagious accent.
It's quite strugglesome. I spent a bit of time in many countries.
You know, so... But... I think what he's trying to do... I think each time someone comes up to him, trying to be stronger.
Oh.
Calling out my insecurities?
Oh, yes, I am.
You cut me deep, Shrek.
You cut deep, Shrek.
Fine, I will make your... What was it again? Orange.
You gotta make orange, you gotta make
red
purple.
Red and yellow mixed together.
That is correct, that makes orange. What about green?
Green is blue and yellow.
Blue and yellow is right, don't you? If you lose this, everybody dies.
Oh, no!
There's a big rock hanging above you, and if you're wrong about this, it's going to drop.
You didn't talk about that beforehand.
I thought you saw the big rock hanging above you.
Oh, I would have summoned a creature to do something.
Well, I summoned one, and he's above the rock. He's going to push it down on you if you mess this up.
Oh, no, I think I can try to talk to him or something. Is there anything that...
Just mix the colors, woman.
You got to make purple.
You mix the colors, all three of you, and the bridge lowers. Do, 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 do. As you walk towards the castle.
We could have taken my father's helicopter. I just thought of that now.
You see, on this pedestal inside, there is this massive pedestal. And on the pedestal is a rock. Sort of a nondescript rock. Just, it looks almost like tan, like a tan rock sitting there. And something about that rock is drawing you guys to it. Something about that rock is reminding you guys of Mrs. Hallelujah Pumpkin.
It's because I can hear.
My ears are bleeding.
Be quiet, please.
You know you want to join me in song, Jimmy. Let's be real. I see, I'm watching Cisco pit-a-pat.
Then I can do that.
I can do that.
Okay, back to the story, girl.
Okay. I've truly found hell on earth.
Okay, so we're being drawn to this rock. So,
Yes. What if the dragon turned Mrs. Hallelujah into a rock?
That's not a... Mm. That's a possibility. Don't you have detect magic?
Ooh. I will use... I just went dad's accent.
Dad? Who is your dad?
I will use detect magic. That one.
Use detect magic and you can see that not only was Mrs. Hallelujah Pumpkin, she wasn't necessarily turned into a rock. She was trapped within one. Shrunken and trapped within this ball-sized rock. And you guys see it maybe 60, 80 feet ahead of you. A pedestal in the middle of the chamber holding it up. What do you do?
I'm aware that there are booby traps for most of these things. So if we just grab it, there's a good chance that one of you will be slaughtered.
So I'm sure you'll send one of us forward.
So that's probably a good idea. Hey. I will imbue you, woman, with your heroism.
No.
No, I don't want to.
I think we should use mage armor. It would protect us if we went there.
I like
very
this.
Smart.
Your compassion is very interesting.
Also, mage hand. Could it retrieve?
Armor of the mage. Armor of the magi. Around each of you, goes around your entire body. And then a spectral hand appears in front of you as you summon it. And this hand looks to you for direction. You tell this hand to go grab the rock.
Go grab that rock, baby.
The hand flies off towards the rock. And it grabs the rock. 60 feet away. And it begins bringing the rock back to you. And then landing in between the three of you and the rock, a massive, ancient, green dragon.
Who comes to my domain?
I've had many pets like this.
Yoo-hoo!
I love you, Hoo. Chocolate milk's the best.
Delicacy of the dragons. I've heard of such a drink.
I hoard, most dragons hoard gold. I hoard chocolate milk.
I'd like
Fantastic.
To use Thunderwave to drive him away from us.
A wave of thunder blasts out from you, throwing the dragon back 15 feet. A little blood starts to come out of the dragon's mouth.
I didn't realize my guest would be so powerful.
Wait. Before you do something else, I would like to talk to him, please.
I know we need to talk, but you, join me. You have the makings of somebody evil.
Yes, he does.
The makings of somebody who could rule under fist and claw. Rule with me.
As much as I'd like to, I do not share my rulings with anyone. You will be another one of mine who I will control. So I like to be perceived as loving, actually selfish. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw a javelin at you. Shut your mouth.
You throw a javelin. The javelin, after the thunder wave sends him back, the javelin boom, enters his chest and he goes,
"You're going to drown in the drool when this is all done."
All right, family. We need to take one more quick pause before we conclude and come to the finale of our incredible Dungeons & Dragons adventure. But listen up. If you have ever had one of those nights when you're like, I'm just going to watch one episode and go to bed and suddenly it's 2 a.m. and you're stress Googling the cast's real life relationships and Netflix is asking if you're still alive. Yeah, if it's familiar to me, I definitely feel that, okay? That's when I reach for IndaCloud. I'll take a gummy, exhale the chaos, and suddenly I'm just vibing, like my brain finally found the off switch. And here's the best part. IndaCloud is consistent. Every time I use it, I know exactly what I'm getting. It helps me shift gears from go, go, go to I can breathe right now. Whether I'm unwinding on the couch, listening to music, or watching cute capybara videos in a blanket burrito, IndaCloud is the moment. And if you're 21 years of age or older, head to IndaCloud.co and use code MOMDAD to get 40% off your first order plus free shipping.
Yeah, IndaCloud really is that good. It's your online cannabis dispensary, all federally legal THC, lab-tested, DEA-certified, and shipped discreetly. Translation, no mystery bounties from Chad's cousin.
Mm-mm, none of that.
You get gummies, exotic flower, potent pre-rolls, and more. All the good stuff that works and shows up on time. They've even got sleep gummies for when your brain insists on writing a three-season Netflix drama at 1 a.m. or daytime options that make hanging with coworkers more tolerable. And the Beast Mode collection. Let's just say it's potent enough to make IKEA furniture assembly a team sport.
Exactly. Yeah. And I love that they've got a vibe for every mood. That's huge to me. Light, deep, giggly, sleepy, whatever you need. And with over 50,000 happy customers, this is not your cousin's basement operation, okay? This is federally legal, tested, and tasty. So again, if you are 21 years of age or older, head to IndaCloud.co and use code MOMDAD for 40% off your first order plus free shipping. It's IndaCloud's biggest sale of the year, and it's live all month long. No 12-hour panic buys here, okay? That's IndaCloud.co. Code MOMDAD for 40% off, free shipping, and the only Black Friday upgrade that comes with actual belly laughs and not lines, all right? As always, please enjoy responsibly, and thank you to IndaCloud for sponsoring today's episode. All right, to D&D we go!
And he looks to you and says,
"You had something to say."
Yes. Grumpus, question... If dictionary's out there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, thank God. Hi, dictionary.
Hi, how's it going? Just setting up the boulder for the next people to come across to crush them.
I miss you already. You're just so lovely.
Miss ya.
I have a question for you, dictionary. With the spell Ancestral Communion,
yes.
Am I able to speak to other people's ancestors or just mine?
You can speak to anybody's ancestors who you focus on.
Okay, well, I would like to speak to Grumpus's ancestors, please.
You can totally do that!
As he answers your question, Grumpus reaches out with his claw, grabs Dictionary, and throws him in his mouth.
Oh, no. I've made a mistake. You were right.
Finally.
I'm still alive in here.
Okay. Please don't swallow Grumpus, okay?
No, he's actually, his stomach ball is actually just slowly making me hurt. It's like, it's disintegrating me at a really slow pace.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the trolls are hard to kill, actually. I've beaten many, and they stay alive for days.
I don't want to hear about this. I need to talk to Grumpus's ancestors, please.
You cast... Speak with ancestors, and the three of you watch as time stops, and a massive ghost dragon, a dragon with a large beard,
says, "Hello, hello. You found me in the afterlife."
"I'm so sorry to bother you while you were having your beautiful, blissful, eternal sleep. I'm sure it was wonderful."
"I was actually watching all of this happen from the afterlife. It's like TV out here."
"Oh, wow."
"As best we get. I can't wait to see how it turns out."
"Well, how have you been feeling about your offspring? Your lineage?"
"We come from a long line of Greedies." "Okay." "And I birthed a Grumpus. He was supposed to be Greedy the Green, the fifth. But instead he's Grumpus."
"Oh no. I think I know why he's called Grumpus."
"Why?"
"He's grumpy." "I think you might be right."
"He's absolutely grumpy. What you can do, as much as I love my son, and I wish that he could change his ways, I know he can't. But how you can free him..."
"Yes?"
"Is if the three of you each cast a spell and target the scale right over his heart. His heart can change if each of you cast a spell at the same time."
"I knew his heart could change. I knew it. I knew
I removed my heart years ago. Found it unnecessary.
I knew his heart could change. So casting a spell right above his heart.
It requires each of you to cast a spell directly aimed at the scale over his heart.
Okay.
And if the three of you can do that at the same time, you could change him."
"I know what to use. Create or destroy water, I want to create it." "Because create water would make his toxicness go away."
"Oh,
flush out
yes.
the toxic."
"Yes, just like in the water earlier." "Very, very smart."
How about this? How about I command the scale to lift so that you can penetrate the heart?"
The scale lifts under the command of Sir Narcissus. The water enters, beginning flushing out the toxicness.
And lastly...
"Don't mess this up."
"This is a lot of pressure. I mean, there's so many options. Bubble lift, sprout foliage, forest garden, clue, infect, conjure cover, entangle...
Sprout foliage. A plant grows inside of him. It's nature."
"Oh, that's beautiful. Yes, I would like to sprout foliage. I would like to shoot a beautiful seed into his heart. And I would like a rose to grow there."
"Baby,
hey, I can pay you to a kiss from a rose on the wind. Ooh, before I get to you, stranger, it feels, yeah.
Yeah."
A rose begins...
Oh, wow.
And we have Mariah Carey. It's time.
It's time.
Snow begins to fall. Reindeer fly overhead.
Oh.
A rose begins to grow inside this dragon's chest. The scales
yes.
turn from green to a light reddish pink.
Oof. And you're watering it.
As the dragon clutches its chest, formerly Grumpus the Green, moves out of the way, and your hand, your mage hand, brings to you a rock.
Well, we have real props. What is that? Oh my gosh, what is it?
It's a rock.
So now we have... First of all, Grumpus, how are you doing now?
Oh, I've seen the light.
I'm going to
leave this place.
Oh, yes.
And I'm going to live a life of happiness, shoots you a look. And of helping people, shoots you a look.
And you see this dragon puts his hand down and... Gaslightus crawls into his hand and he lifts him up and they nuzzle their heads together.
Aww,
the dragon
yes.
and the horse. He says, "And I'm taking your horse."
"What did you say?"
"Well, your horse would like to stay with me."
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Gaslightus is one of the great conquerors. He makes everyone feel bad for his mistakes at a level that cannot be. But perhaps he has a new leaf, a new journey. I shall get a new horse.
He grabs Gaslightus and begins to fly off. And you stand there with this rock.
It's Mrs. Hallelujah Pumpkin?
Hallelujah.
It looks like a stupid rock to me. All this was for nothing. What a waste of time. Classic. You no good deed goes unpunished. This is what happens. If I would have stayed in my tower, I could have been enjoying the pleasure.
Finally, she said something that makes sense.
I finally snap. Yeah, I've lost all positive.
You lunge at me.
And starts nibbling on your shoulder.
You stand there with this rock, and you know that trapped inside this rock is Mrs. Hallelujah Pumpkin.
Jimmy, do you think telling it a joke, showing your comedy will help?
Sure. It's finally a day for me. Okay. You know, I don't have a girlfriend. No, I do not have a girlfriend. But everyone knows that there is a girl who really likes me, and we kind of are something, but, you know, she'd be really mad if she heard me say that, okay? This is a joke for you. That's what... You know what? You know why 6 was afraid of 7?
Jen, forget this.
You know why 6 was afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9.
Now that...
I'm so cool, guys.
And as you tell that joke, you hear the laughter from within, and you know that Jimmy Carey... And sitting in front of me in real life, Ember, needs to break that rock.
Oh. What?
How are you going to break it?
That is a good question. I did not think that fully through.
Bash it on that stupid table.
Oh.
Honor.
The table broke.
We'll get one of our people to make a new table. I don't care.
Oh. Oh my
you
gosh.
You break open the rock.
Oh my god.
And hidden inside.
Life inside.
Oh.
Life will
Mrs.
find a way.
Hallelujah. Pumpkin.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, look at her.
In that moment, Fred Pumpkin comes out of his lamp. And you, Jimmy Carey, are transported into a future of comedy.
Oh.
The big wand, the big W, transform yes. into the big L.
Yes, oh, the cape laugh. Is gone. Whoa. She's a comedian now.
La, da, da, da.
Performing tonight.
You do a little stand-up for us.
Tonight, performing, we have...
Jimmy Carey.
So,
you know, I was watching this movie once, and, you know, this musical, obviously. It was called Newsies, and they were singing this thing called Seize the Day, and I'm like, I wrote this 10 minutes ago. Where's my Caesar salad?
Things like this here at the L. Dun, dun, dun,
and
dun,
at
dun.
The L, one of those nights, Cinder, watching your good friend Jimmy Carey perform,
you he's find the funniest I've ever met in my entire life.
You sit next to a nice man in a button-up shirt. He's got a little bit of moss on his shoes.
Oh.
And you see popping out of his pocket as he's feeding something in his pocket during the performance. It's a little bunny eating pellets out of his hand. The biologist that you meet, your wish coming true. And while the two of you live out your dreams in a faraway land, Sir Narcissus, we will roll on the staff.
Oh my gosh.
Your father, the wish of your father to leave.
Wait, okay, everyone who's not tuned in, this is a magic D&D wand that
will roll the number.
I have changed my wishes.
What is your wish, Sir Narcissus?
My father can stay. All the people in the kingdom can live a good life. Only thing I require is a large tax in order to build a golden castle for myself with 500 pools.
This feels too real.
And pleasure beyond imagination. But I will let everyone be in peace. I've found a middle ground, I find.
You know that Jimmy Carrey has become the most famous comedian in the realm.
Yeah.
Your friend Cinder has gotten married to a biologist. You have this castle being built, and I'm gonna roll this right here for everybody on a D20, where our story will end tonight. And on a 10 or above, Sir Narcissus, you live happily ever after and you get all you want. On a 9 or below, you fall and you hit your head, and you wake up a better person.
Oh my God. Everybody cross their fingers.
Some might say whatever God you believe in, it's above a 9.
Some might say a win-win. Let's go. Let's see. Here we go.
For the good of all humanity. What is it?
That's an 11.
No!
My golden castle will be grander than any golden castle.
Sir Narcissus stays a narcissist to be in a story for another day.
But I must say, one small tweak, I will allow you to visit. I will allow you.
Does that mean anything?
On the first floor. I will allow you to be on the first floor. I'm getting better. Small, one little step at a time.
I'm trying to find the good in all people. I think I'm going to take a nap.
As the camera zooms out, we hear laughter from the big owl. We hear the sounds of mosquitoes, but also the sounds of a bird song. Birds, the chirps, love is in the air. And we hear the sound of 500 pools all sloshing at the same time as we zoom out from the land of Elandriel. Until next time.
Yes!
Wow. Yes! Wow. I got a shot in my glass.
Oh my gosh, Brian. Oh, look, he's been revealed.
Oh,
the wizard has been revealed. Brian, that was fantastic.
That was
thank you so
thank
much.
You, dude.
Ember,
was this
excuse
even,
me.
That was awesome.
Ember, you were great.
Excuse me, Miss Ember. Why are you so good
that
at this?
That was awesome.
Why are you so fantastic?
Did you have fun?
Yay.
Hop on the mic. Let's talk for a sec. How did you feel? How did this compare?
One word. Amazing.
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 Do you like being on the pod?
Yes, I do.
Is it weird to see yourself on a camera? Is it trippy?
It's distracting.
Is it distracting? Same.
It's not trippy.
It's not trippy. You enjoy it?
She's used to being
on the
screen.
Yeah, you're used to being on the screen.
She's used to, how amazing was Brian as a...
I mean,
you're such a good DM.
Oh,
I know, isn't
you.
It crazy how
he
good
builds,
he is?
Doesn't he make it like such an incredible world?
Thank you so much.
I know, we just...
I'm glad this worked out. I was nervous about the unicorn in the... It's Crayola dry clay that air dries.
So
cool. You can make it, you can buy that. It's like really cheap and you can make it into whatever you want. You can air dry it and it'll be like clay. You can make like pots and stuff.
That's awesome.
That was
so I tried to make a hollow
ball.
That
was so fun. When I saw it, I thought to myself, it kind of looks, I was like, either just a rock, but I was like, it kind of looks like he made it. Like there's something going on here.
I had to make a hollow ball and put that in it, but I don't think it fully dried.
It's perfect.
But it worked out.
It was like you straight up made it into an escape room. That was like very like high level escape room business. Straight up.
Nice.
Straight up. Brian, please tell us, is there something you would like to plug, my friend? The music always,
yeah,
All
just,
Over the Kid.
Yeah, just listen to some tunes. If you're looking for music, All Over the Kid. I got a couple albums coming out, so keep a lookout for that. And
in the world tour of DMing soon,
yes,
I hope.
Yes, yeah. The world tour of DMing. I've got just, you know what you can do? You can go listen to my music
and then set up a game night with your friends.
Oh, wow. That was beautiful.
And even if it's not D&D, play a little Settlers of Catan or play something.
How
you know?
About stream his music while you play?
Oh, now great. That's it.
Great.
That's it, right?
So when you sleep. Music while you play.
Yeah, when you're at work.
While you're sleeping.
All day. And then while you're having serious conversations with your family, just turn it down.
Turn it down.
But don't turn it off.
Yeah,
don't
never turn it off.
Up.
Yes. Stream.
You know what I mean?
Stream.
Way to get those numbers out. But 0.001 cents per stream. Yeah. Gotta pump those numbers up.
Get those numbers.
Do like, we do like one of those like fundraiser things. It's just like we're just reaching this many listens.
Yeah.
But
oh, well, thank
everybody,
you, guys,
you are the best
always
per usual.
The best.
And Miss Ember, would you like to plug anything?
Yes, I would. My birthday's coming up soon, and for a birthday present, I'd really like you guys to help No Kids Hungry. It's a charity for kids to help them eat food. I would really like that for my birthday. I really want to help people eat so they don't starve. I really hope that some of you out there can do that. That would really help.
Oh, Ember, that's right. So great. That's so awesome, pal.
That's awesome.
You know
her
what?
Birthday's coming up.
Ember, the other day, she was talking about her birthday and how she wants to, instead of birthday presents, she would like to donate to different charities. And it really inspired me. And I think right now is an awesome time. If you enjoyed this D&D episode with our kiddo, there's a lot of kiddos out there that are hurting. And I think that it's a perfect opportunity with the holidays coming up. If you're privileged like we are, where we have people asking us, you know, what can I get you for the holidays? This is a great time to donate to an organization like No Kids Hungry or Amnesty International. There's all sorts of organizations right now and people really need it. Also, you know, just a dollar makes a huge difference if that's if that's what you can donate, or your time. We're going to do some help at some organizations here, and time is always awesome too. So we so appreciate you all. And I think that's a great, if you want to give Ever something
that
for her birthday, send in some
donations.
She's
turning double digits too.
She's turning
so it's a
double
big
digits.
One.
Wow, it's a big one.
It's going to be 10. So send in those donations to your local food pantries, No Kids Hungry, Feeding America. There's so many great organizations. So that's awesome. I love you, pal. You're pretty awesome.
If I do say
something with that. And a tagline. Family, we love you all. Tune in on Friday for the finale of this wild Golden Bachelor season. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you on Friday. Huzzah!
Huzzah! Huzzah! Huzzah! Good job, kiddo.